This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bearing in mind my now standard caveat that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not the economy and the economy is not the Dow, the ticker symbol of today is FIT, Fitbit Incorporated, which went public this morning to a festive, shall we say, reception from traders. It's been quite the year for public offerings, tech offerings in particular. James Park is the co-founder and CEO of what is, or what was today anyway, Wall Street's favorite newcomer. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
Why'd you decide to go public now?
You know, we're at a scale of revenue and profitability that we felt it made a lot of sense. There's a lot of great things that we can do with the capital that we raised from the IPO. There's a lot of advanced research and development that we can do on our products, ranging from more hardware to more incredible software to make people healthier.
There are companies out there, many of them from overseas, who are making the devices that you guys make, but they're doing it more cheaply and they're attacking you on price. Are you in a vulnerable spot between the Apple Watch and these cheaper imitations?
One, it's a very huge market that we're all participating in. Consumers spend over $200 billion on health and fitness products and services, so we're all chasing a very massive opportunity. And for the low-cost competitors, it really takes a lot of research and development dollars to develop and deliver very innovative and easy-to-use products for consumers. We've doubled R&D spend year over year. This year, as a company, we're actually tripling R&D spend to over $150 million.
What are you going to do with all the money, though, that you get from the IPO other than R&D?
We started investing in pretty significant sales and marketing campaigns. Fitbit is pretty much already synonymous with health and fitness tracking. We're almost a Kleenex of the category. But really, even in the U.S., consumer awareness and penetration rates of devices like the Fitbit are still pretty low. So we'll be running TV campaigns, print campaigns, et cetera, to really accelerate awareness of our brand.
I don't have the stock charts in front of me, and I apologize for that, but you had a pretty good pop at the open today when you guys went public. The NASDAQ has been at record highs today. I mean, even all-time record highs, including the boom. So I have two words for you. Tech bubble. What do you think?
You know, I'm kind of agnostic as to whether there is a tech bubble. For Fitbit as a company.
Well, you want one, right? Because you now are in the middle of it.
Well, aside from whether there's a tech bubble, as a company, we generate a lot of revenue. We have over a 246% CAGR over the past few years.
246% what?
CAGR, compounded annual growth rate.
Thank you,
so
thank you very much.
So we've increased 2x to 5x in revenue year over year historically, and we're very profitable as well, even on a GAAP basis, which is pretty rare for a tech IPO.
Generally accepted accounting principles there,
yes.
If we could de-jargonize that for a minute. Let's say, just for argument's sake, that Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, who's got, I think, $190 billion in the bank, comes to you and says, I'll give you, James, $2 billion for your company. What do you say?
You know, we've really never been focused on exits as a company. Really, the key to our success has been being really heads down and focusing on growing the business over the years.
That was kind of an interesting pregnant pause after the though.
We're focused on business.
James Park, he's the founder, co-founder rather, and CEO of Fitbit. Went public today. Ticker symbol is a good one, FIT. Mr. Park, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.